Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah. No, that's all. I think I see a slight clearing in the weather. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Might be nice over the next couple of days. In fact, this weekend's supposed to be perfect. Sunny, with a daytime high like 71, 72. So I'm thinking a couple of good days for Julia Baguglia to get out there on the deck. It's kind of weird around our house right now. I just have to share this with you. Because Harry, you know, is home, but he's not here today because he's up in D.C. visiting friends, and Joe is back, which means Emily's back, and they're, you know, they're out doing Joe and Emily things. So we've got like this full house, even though at the moment we don't. And then here's the weird part, and here's the part that's a little, I guess kind of bittersweet is the best way that I could describe it. We're in the last week and a half for Julia to be part of the school system. Right? Friday a week will be the last day that she attends school. And then Saturday a week, we'll have the, well, commencement, graduation, whatever you call it. And then, I don't know. It's weird. It's just thoroughly weird. It's surreal. Because you look, or I look, Heidi looks at Julia and you say, okay, well, look, kiddo, you're 22 years old and you're now, you know, you're graduating from like 16th grade, if you will. And now what are we going to do? Because I can't have you sitting at home or standing at home even watching cartoons all day. I mean, even the great, great kids shows like Jack's Big Music Show, you know, that's fine, but not all day. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. You don't need to tell me anything one way or the other, and there you have it. But I did want to share that because it's just a little odd. It's a little odd at the moment. Remind you about the James River Air text line, all right? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. A few more days, I will have the thoroughly over-the-top, obnoxious, annoying full-court press to once again be nominated for the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. I am urging you, begging you, beseeching you to please go to go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. There are a whole slew of great people to be nominated for a whole bunch of categories, and I am going to share them. I know I'm a little remiss, a little behind in getting that up on social media, but I will get that done, I promise you. My suggestions, you don't have to agree with them, although, you know, let's not kid ourselves, they're right, but you don't have to agree with them. The only one that, at the moment, certainly on this program, is The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. Again, go.richmond.com/the best. So another resignation of another LeVar Stoney appointee, and call me crazy. I'm kind of scratching my head, trying to figure out what the rest of the story is. You know, like Paul Harvey used to say, and now you know the rest of the story. What is the rest of the story? And at what point does our now not all that new mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, start firing people and hiring people? Not necessarily in that order, I suppose. I mean, maybe you hire them first, then you... No, I guess you have to fire the people you're replacing first. Or at least bid them farewell and collect their name badges. But how do you keep all these LeVar Stoney holdovers in place, Dr. Donnie? Honestly, what are you doing down there? So I'm totally willing to say you weren't responsible for the water crisis. Although I guess now it's water crises, right? Because it wasn't just the water treatment plant, but then it was the whole fluoride thing. Hey, we're putting way too much fluoride in. Now we're not putting any fluoride. Well, what the hell is fluoride? I think was the official statement from City Hall. So that one's on you. But the first one was not on you, Dr. Donnie. But the next one was on you. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there that you just don't seem to be all that involved with. How about the absolute embarrassment of having the superintendent of RPS who can point to nothing as a positive accomplishment, not a single damn thing as he done? Well, we have less than half of the students who are failing. Really? Aw, congratulations. Go take a participation ribbon out of the petty cash drawer, okay? You're pathetic. Pathetic. Wasn't it just last year? Not a single solitary seventh grader in the city of Richmond performed at grade level on the SOL for math. Not a single one. Is that another major accomplishment for the nominal superintendent? He's awful. And I know it's like a never-ending cavalcade of superintendents. Right? During the 13 years I've been here, I can go back and count quite a few. None of them have done anything. They all came to town. It's like that guy was. Is it Harold Hill? I always get the name wrong. It's Harold Hill, right? Who does the Music Man, Germ? You know this stuff, right? Yeah. I think it's Harold Hill. Is it Henry Hill? No, it's Harold Hill. Yeah. Harold Hill, who comes to town. Oh, look at the shiny stuff. We're all going to be musicians. It's like the guy on The Simpsons, right? Who is it that does that? Because they're going to be is going to build a monorail, remember? The Simpsons, we're going to have a monorail. And, you know, he's going to make everything perfect. And he was going to solve all the problems. I know Leonard Nimoy had one in there, right? Who was it? Gosh, I don't remember. Oh, Lyle Langley. That's it. Remember Lyle Langley on The Simpsons, who was a takeoff on Harold Hill from The Music Man? Lyle Langley was coming to town with the monorail for Springfield. That's what all of these school superintendent dudes are like. They're all like these pitchmen, these showmen who don't accomplish anything for those kids. They fail those children miserably, and then they just move on to something else. Now, I guess this guy figured out that the new mayor doesn't really care, although the new mayor's wife is a school teacher herself, you know. But maybe that's why the mayor doesn't want to do anything with the schools, because he doesn't want his wife to get reassigned or lose her job or something. That's possible. I don't know. It just seems odd, though, doesn't it? So at some point, doesn't Dr. Donnie have to get off the, hey, I just got here bandwagon and say, okay, I'm responsible now. Oh, those tax bills you got? Well, geez. Yeah, I got one too. So see, it's okay. And this lady who's resigning now, and why isn't she gone today there, Mr. Mayor? I mean, if she's not getting the job done and you're the mayor, then shouldn't you have just said, hey, get your stuff and get out? Why are you giving her however long you're giving her to do like a farewell tour? It's an embarrassment. It really is. It's just ridiculous. But I digress. We'll talk about a few other things. I promise you, 5:05 this afternoon, William Burnett is going to be here. William Burnett is trying desperately to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. The Richmond City Sheriff's Office is an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. And I got to tell you something. We are pretty close to the end as far as the sheriff's office is concerned. If we don't have somebody in there new, fix it, forget about it. Forget about it. It's just, it's over. It's over. If we had the mechanism, and we don't in our beloved Commonwealth, believe it or not, we can't remove grossly incompetent people like the city sheriff. Why? Because she was elected. And it's sort of, hey, you wanted her, you got her. Are you really happy with what's going on? Eh, we don't really care. I think that's part of it. I really do. I think there are a lot of folks in the city who just don't care. And she's running it like her own personal little lottery ticket there. She's doing just fine. I'm sure her friends are doing just fine. The actual deputies, they're in a world of hurt. And God help you if you're an inmate at the Richmond City Jail. Whew, man, you may or may not make it to trial. You know what I mean? That's a rough situation. But anyway, we'll talk about that at 5:05. John Reed is dropping by at 4:35. Correct, Jerm? I'm looking at that. Yeah, John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I remind you, we love having John on, of course, but the welcome mat is out. You're running for governor or lieutenant governor or attorney general. Hey, I want you on the show. I don't want to hear from everybody who's running for delegate or water commissioner or sewer supervisor or stuff like that. But governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general, absolutely. The floor is yours. We'd love to have you come and visit. And hopefully we'll get a few folks taking us up on that. And I don't care what letter is next to your name. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you. These school superintendents finish up here at RPS, then they go on the road selling monorails in Springfield and live bands to any place that'll have them. Can I take a moment here and say happy anniversary? No, not my anniversary. You know Robbie, the Ford guy over at Certified Auto Repair? It's his four-year anniversary with Certified. You want to talk about a success story? Seriously. Robbie was one of those A-techs. Like, I would pull in. Robbie could hear me coming, which is not necessarily a good thing, I guess, when you got a car. But he could tell me, this was right, this was wrong, we'll take care of it, thank you very much, Mr. Katz. Now, if I can only break him of the whole Mr. Katz thing, because he's more a friend than anything else, but he was A-tech for a long time. And then he decided, well, I don't know if I want to get dirty every day. And became a service advisor. And was absolutely a superstar as a service advisor at Certified. And then Stan said, you know what? You need to be the manager of Certified. I want to step back a little bit and, you know, go play on my boat and mow the 110 acres at my new estate. I need you as the manager. And so now Robbie, after four years, is the manager for both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. Telling you right now, good things do happen to good people. And he is just one of the best. Absolutely one of the best. So anyway, very happy anniversary to Robbie over there. It's Certified, good guy. John Reed's going to be along in a couple of moments here. Now, John's got some big stuff coming up, right? This whole battle over right to work, that's a huge issue. Minimum wage, huge issue. There's a big rally for Reed tonight. Where is that? Down in Chesterfield, right? Great American Ranch in Midlothian. So obviously I want John to talk a little bit about that. And lest you think that I'm biased. Well, Jeff, he's your friend and he used to be your coworker. Well, all of that is true. And I very happily signed his nominating petition and very happily had other people sign the petition, had the signs up. I've put signs up, but I want everybody to be on the show. Oh, yeah. LeVar Stoney, open door policy. Bring it. I'd like to chat with him. Ghazala Hashmi, I mean, I won't tell her where the radio station is because, I mean, she doesn't even know where her own home is. But other than that, she should be fine. Abigail Spamberger, love to chat with her. Any of them. The two people that want to be attorney general, who apparently are simply running to be Letitia James South. Yeah, they have an open door as well. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. The rain is going to be rolling out, although over the next couple of hours, there are going to be some stray showers we're probably going to have to deal with. But once we get through this, just a heads up, it looks really, really nice, at least through Sunday. partly sunny every day to mostly sunny. And the daytime highs, very manageable. 72, 73, relatively low humidity. So a couple of good days, really, to
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
To get out and enjoy them. Coming up at 5:05, William Burnett is going to be here. William Burnett would like to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. He's got an election coming up June the 17th in the city. I think early voting may have begun. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to ask our next guest, John Reed, about early voting and when it does or doesn't begin, because I bet you John has a clue. But William would like to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It's an absolute, utter disaster. It's dangerous for everyone. It's out of whack and over budget and understaffed. So we'll chat with him then. Talking about trying to save stuff, I think Governor Youngkin has done a pretty good job these last 4 years or thereabouts, making Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And there is a Republican ticket that says, yeah, we'd like to continue that hard work. Our good friend, John Reed, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I am just thrilled to welcome him to the program. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. I'm excited to be back with you. Interesting news today.
Yeah. Very interesting news. Well, I'll tell you what. There's so many issues that impact us here in our beloved Commonwealth. Before we get to any of the ones that I thought we should touch on, you know, like right to work, minimum wage, that sort of stuff, anything that just kind of jumping out at you today?
Well, I mean, you wake up every morning and poor Danny Avila, the new mayor, is still dealing with dysfunction in Richmond City Hall. Yeah. And, you know, worse than poor Danny Avila, who I do feel bad for, because I think he probably is the one guy with an analytical mind who can come in and try to untangle things. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the people who bought houses in the city of Richmond, or who have apartments in the city of Richmond, condos in the city of Richmond, because everything seems to be so messed up, and nobody seems to be able to fix it after 8 years of LeVar Stoney. And you asked about early voting. You know, the Democrats are in the middle of their primary now. There are six different Democrats who are running to challenge me as lieutenant governor, and one of them is LeVar Stoney. Now, how the guy has the guts and the gall to get up and run after the disastrous 8 years he had as mayor. And I mean, that's not just Republicans saying it. I mean, there are a lot of Democrats who privately tell me, "Oh my God, we can't let this guy get anywhere near, you know, the state capitol." You've got Ghazala Hashmi, the senator from Chesterfield, who, as you pointed out, doesn't seem to know where she lives, and that's kind of a joke. But she is really a left wing radical. You've got Aaron Rouse down in Virginia Beach, who, you know, everybody's all excited that he played football for Virginia Tech in the NFL, but when you actually look at his voting record in the Senate, there's some crazy stuff that he's been supportive of. And then you have three people that most Virginians don't know. I mean, the Democrats are telling all of us that they are serious about taking over. They got six different candidates running for lieutenant governor. That says to me they've got organization, they're raising a lot of money, they are hungry, and they are going to do everything they can to take control back. And when you look at what has happened in these Democrat-controlled cities, and you remember what happened when Ralph Northam was governor and LeVar Stoney was mayor, that's, you know, I think we are kind of comfortable that that Donald Trump's up in D.C. making some tough decisions on our behalf. We can't afford to backslide here in Virginia.
There's no doubt. If in fact you have the Spamburgers of the world or what have you, then we become California East. But even looking at the attorney general candidates on the Democrat side, they're both running against Donald Trump. They want to be the Letitia James of the South. It's a crazy, crazy situation. And any way you slice it with those folks, we're going to lose big time. John, let me ask you about the former congresswoman who had this interview the other day, and she said, "Well, I'm not going to fully roll back right to work," which means she could roll back 99.9% of it and still, in theory, be telling the truth. What's your sense on the right to work laws now?
Well, I mean, the follow-up question is, what does fully mean? I mean, you know, are you pregnant or are you not pregnant? I mean, you're either allowing people to choose to join the union or not. And if we do away with your right to work, then I'm sorry, you got to join the union if the shop is unionized. And that means you've got to pay money out of your paycheck to the union bosses. And guess where that money goes? To the Democrat Party. I mean, it's the biggest scam going, and we need to expose that. And Abigail Spanberger, you know, she's always been nice to me. Remember, she used to come on the morning show. I think she came on your show maybe a couple of times. Then she stopped doing it. And I think it's because a couple of times I asked her some tough questions, you know, like the follow-up to what does fully enact a repeal mean. The six people running for lieutenant governor, they're not even hedging their bets. They've come right out and said they're going to get away. They're going to do away with right to work, which says to me that Abigail is, how do I put this politely, just not telling us the truth. She wants to do away with it too. And when she was in Congress, she was one of the people proposing the PRO Act, which was designed to get rid of the ability of people to exist under the right to work. And I've been traveling around the state, you know, every day. Last night I was in Amherst, and then the day before I was in Accomack over on the Eastern Shore. Then I was in Virginia Beach. Every speech, I explain to people, you've got job opportunities in Virginia because business wants to come here. And if we get rid of your right to work, businesses are going to Tennessee, and they're going to North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida and Texas. They ain't coming to Virginia. So there's a lot on the line here. In a practical sense, for your kids and your grandkids, assuming you want them to stay in Virginia and have opportunities.
I will remind everybody that when Abigail Spanberger was a member of Congress, she also was essentially 100% vote with Nancy Pelosi. She's totally okay with boys taking the scholarship opportunities in girls' sports away from girls and having men inside of locker rooms and bathrooms that should be the private domain of women. It's outrageous stuff. I mean, we still see, I thought Loudoun County would have learned a lesson, John, but here we go again with a student that should not be in one locker room, and boy, there she is.
Yeah, this video that I hope everybody's seen, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I think you did too, Jeff,
yes,
where a biological woman who I guess is pretending to be a man shows up in the locker room and starts to videotape the boys in the locker room. What world are we living in where anybody thinks that's even remotely okay? And what kind of professional world do we have where the school administrators would then try to punish the boys for saying, hey, I don't want to be videotaped in the locker room?
Right.
I mean, this is what I talk about, Jeff, when I say it's time, and it's what made me quit the radio station and decide to do this. I just think we need reasonable and responsible people in these jobs instead of crass social justice warriors who are ready to sacrifice your opportunities and your kids and your future to achieve some sort of bizarre leftist panacea that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in Virginia. There always have been differences between Republicans and Democrats, and I used to get along with most people, even if they were Democrats. But the Democrat Party of Virginia has gone like laser speed to the left, and it's really going to damage a lot of lives in this community. And I'm just going to do whatever I can to stand up against it while still being fair to people. You know, I don't like to humiliate anybody. I'm not trying to harm anybody. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be fair to people, but that means you've got to be fair to, you know, kind of return to the normal standards of you're a boy, you're a girl. We're not going to debate this, and we're going to allow you to use the facilities that are appropriate with your actual sex instead of making up this bizarre stuff that's happening now.
Absolutely. John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John, a couple of things that I want us to chat about. I want to talk about a big event that's going to be happening moments from now, as I understand it. But you talked about the future. You're talking about opportunities for employment and the rest of it for people to be business owners and operators. The minimum wage is again, a point that your friends on the Democrat side apparently want to keep jacking up and jacking up. Where are we on that? What would they do?
Well, you know, there's six of them, as I mentioned, and one of them posted, I'm looking on my phone right now because I couldn't believe it. I took a screenshot, proposing a $20 an hour minimum wage. Wow. Let's see. This is this guy nobody's heard of, Alex Bastani. Okay. I don't think he has a chance of winning. So, of course, what does a Democrat do who doesn't have a chance of winning? He goes to the extreme to try to get attention. And there'll be a lot of leftists who think this is a great idea. You know, what is the living wage? Well, my living wage in the townhouse that I have may be different than your living wage. We both worked at the radio station. Right. But then, you know, I went and spent a heck of a lot of money on traveling around the world. And I got two Siberian Huskies. Well, you got three kids, you know, and a wife. You're in a different situation, so it's crazy to try to tag what a living wage is. But I'll tell you, a $20 minimum wage, anybody who's run a popsicle stand will tell you, I cannot run an eight-hour operation selling popsicles with one employee at $20 an hour with any benefits. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And even if people are paid above the standard minimum wage, what that does is it elevates the cost for everybody across the board, and it destroys economic incentives for business growth. So, you know, we're working with Democrats who I don't want to be mean about it, but they're economically illiterate, most of them, even if they have degrees. That's the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. So we got to stop this insanity.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I want you to remind everybody, number one, of the website, because I'd like people to go over there, learn more, help you out with all of that. And there is a rally for Reed. I hope you're aware of it. It's tonight, John, Great American Ranch in Midlothian. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
I'm going to be there. As soon as I hang up with you, I got one more little phone call, and then I'm hopping over to the Great American Ranch. It starts at 7. We'll probably be there till about 8:30, maybe, you know, if it's a huge crowd, till 9. But, you know, it's school night, so we're not going to stay out too crazy late. And it just gives me a chance to share with you some of the issues that I'm talking about on the campaign trail. A lot of folks in Midlothian and Chesterfield and Chester have said, hey, you're ignoring us on the south side. Well, no, I'm not. I'm coming over at 7 o'clock tonight at the Great American Ranch. That's at Raised Antler Circle in Midlothian. And, you know, if you can't be there tonight, we're going to have a lot of other campaign events with the John Reed campaign. And you can start by going to the website, which is johnreedforvirginia.com. That's R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. You know, honestly, Jeff, there have been so many people who have outside of the Richmond area who didn't listen to WRVA, mm-hmm. and they didn't know about what you and I have talked about over the years, and they'd never been to a Politics and Pints. And so I've said, please go to the website and look at the issues that I'm highlighting, and I think you'll really feel good about me being a solid conservative running for lieutenant governor. You know, you won't believe some of the stereotypical garbage that's been said about me in the last few months. You'll feel great that I'm the fighter who's going to stand up for you both during this campaign and if I'm fortunate enough to be elected lieutenant governor.
Well, I am proud to be a supporter. I make no apologies for that. Pretty much from day one, and I look forward to having you out on the campaign trail even more. I know you're racking up the miles, and I remind everybody, I look forward to having your opponent on. Any of the six, more than welcome to drop by. I would love to chat with them and explore these issues as well. But John,
you let me know, because I'm going to tune in to hear those.
Well, I love it. We'll absolutely let you know. Are you kidding me? But JohnReed4Virginia.com, JohnReed4Virginia.com, and then the big event tonight down at Great American Ranch in Midlothian, kicking off at around 7 o'clock. John, it's always good to chat with you.
I miss you guys. Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it. It's the one thing about the radio station is like you and Jeremy and producer Dan, and I miss seeing you guys. But I'm out trying to fight a good fight. So thanks for having me.
You are doing that. Thank you, my friend. That is John Reed. And again, I think John is the guy for the job. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Our side has our ticket together. Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears for governor, John Reed for lieutenant governor, Jason Miari's reelection for attorney general. The Democrats are in the midst of their early voting right now. And lieutenant governor has six candidates on their side. Attorney general has two candidates on their side. And so it's going to be interesting. The future of Virginia is legitimately at stake. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.